Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Greg Papa Report is brought to you by Gelati Construction Company. Celebrating over 100 years of teamwork, solutions, and excellence, Greg Papa joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Pop, welcome back to the show. It is great to have you with us. Boogie Cousins, what'd you think of the bounce back last night coming off that Houston game?
Well, obviously, he was better than he was against Houston when he was really poor. And I think just trying too hard and doing too much and monopolizing the ball too much. And then he started poorly last night. Cody Zeller, who's an interesting player, was a fourth overall pick in the draft. They tried to isolate him and use his movement skill to beat Cousins off the dribble. And DeMarcus was outscored 12-4 in the opening quarter, but he played much better. In the second quarter, you know, Mike Brown, the Warrior coach, is going to join us on the show today at 12:30 with Bonte. The Warriors, interestingly, did not have their practice in Miami today. They called that off, which is always a good call. So he's going to join us on the show. And I think my main takeaway with DeMarcus Cousins is, and I saw it, you know, he was playing really well in that second quarter, and then he left the game. And Kevon Looney, who's a much lesser offensive player than Cousins, still a good player, but just offensively, as far as his refinement of his offensive game, is way below DeMarcus, obviously. He comes in, and he plays off the other superstars, and he gets a dunk and a rolling layup, and it's just easy. And it just struck me, and it's something Saint's been talking about for a while, DeMarcus needs to play off the ability of the other players on the floor, especially when he's in the first and third quarter lineup and he's surrounded by all-stars. I mean, look at how easy it was for JaVale McGee to set a screen, roll to the basket, get the elevation sensation, the vertical space, and go up and dunk or just create space. And when you watch a lot of DeMarcus's baskets last night, there was a pick and roll with Steph Curry. And interestingly, this year, teams are doubling the ball on these pick and rolls a lot. They're going at Steph. Even when, you know, even when it's Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, they're putting two on the ball, which is really dangerous against this team. And then you have DeMarcus Cousins. So let him double Steph on the pick and roll. Roll to the basket. You have time and space. You could put a Euro move on a guy or just bowled by a guy. Later, Kevin Durant gave him an easy pitch out from the right wing to go in and score. Just make it easy on yourself. I think what I saw from the Houston game with Cousins, it was too much DeMarcus trying to be the DeMarcus Cousins he was in Sacramento. And just trying to post, he was going to his drop step move a little bit and it wasn't able to finish there. He did have a good drop step last night when he spun towards the baseline. So I think, and Steph said it very simple, just keep it simple. Steph said it very succinctly. Keep it simple. Play off the great players that are around you. You don't have to drive it. You shouldn't be the first option on this team. If you're the second or third option, you're going to have just an opening time and space and leverage on players to go in and score. So that's the main takeaway I saw from him last night versus Houston when he was trying to force things.
What do you expect then for the rest of this trip? Because you mentioned off today, and then you've got a back-to-back, and then you've got the end of the four-gamer Saturday in Philadelphia. Would you expect maybe DeMarcus plays tomorrow and then sits Thursday with an eye toward Philly? How would you handle his minutes after he had his Warrior high last night of 31?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's part of the reason we wanted Mike Brown on is he kind of, you know, allocates the minutes for Steve. And, you know, Steve has to, you know, fly during the game and there's adjustments to foul trouble and injury and all that kind of thing. So they're going to play Miami tomorrow night. If you go back to when Miami was here on February the 10th, Dibs, Hassan Whiteside badly outplayed DeMarcus Cousins in the first quarter of that game. And I think as the game went on, Cousins got playing better. It was that weekend where he didn't play well against DeAndre Ayton on the Friday night in Phoenix and then didn't play well against Whiteside the first quarter of the Sunday night against Miami. And he played better as the game progressed. So I think you need his body and his size against Whiteside, Vucevic, Nick Vucevic, who I think is a very underrated player, who, by the way, is an unrestricted free agent this summer. I think he's been long overdue to being an all-star. He finally made it this year with Orlando. I don't think the Warriors can afford him, but just somebody to keep an eye on. He's more of a pick-and-pop player, and he can go in the post and jump hook on you, but he's more of a perimeter, you know, new breed big. So I would venture to guess what they would do, and we'll ask Mike, and we'll see if he wants to be forthcoming, is play Cousins tomorrow night against Whiteside and probably not play him against Vucevic, not only because of the matchup, the back-to-backs. I'm not sure where he's at physically. I'm playing back-to-backs, but what's the point? And then, you know, use him against Horford, or pardon me, against Joel Embiid. Boston's coming in on Tuesday, and you're going to need his body against Embiid. The only real big out there in the NBA, and there are a lot of really good bigs, but the only one that really will post over and over and over again is Joel Embiid. You've got to have size on him, or he will just go right over you, through you, by you, or if you double him, he'll kick it out to shooters. So I think DeMarcus needs to play and you know, match up with Embiid's size. So probably the way they'll do it, and we'll see when Mike joins us at 12:30, is play him in Miami, rest him in Orlando, then play him in Philadelphia on Saturday.
Pop, you're alluding to the Warriors and watch Cousins, and laterally, I know it. Sometimes he struggles at different times. But when you watch the rest of the association, when you see the way teams are shooting the three ball, they're shooting more than the Warriors. You look at the rebounding and all the different things that team has tried to combat and tried to catch up with the Warriors. The Warriors go out and get DeMarcus Cousins. And when he's on and the guy can play at a high level, we understand the kind of player that he is. Do you see, especially when you're talking about a guy like Embiid, if DeMarcus Cousins, how much do they need him to win a championship? If he's not playing well with the way the league is, the big man, you see what the Thunders, the big men they have, you see what Toronto's done with their big man, getting Gasol as well. How much do they need him now because of the big man, and especially in the East and around the association?
You know, it's a lot like football, Law, where it's gotten so specialized. I mean, yeah. there are packages, there's sub-packages, there's your base defense, there's your nickel defense, there's your dime defense, there's third and low. I mean, it's just specialized. So the way I look at it the other way is there are times last year when I wondered how much the Warriors need Andre Iguodala to win a championship. And I've had this conversation with Bob Myers both on the air and off, and I was not in favor of giving Andre that third-year guaranteed deal, but they had to. They had to. He was going to get other suitors. You had to guarantee him the third year at $16 million. For most of last year, I was looking for a way to trade him.
Right.
And thought, he's breaking down. There's no way he's going to get through year three. Right now, I think the Warriors could have won the title anyway without Andre last year, although there were times he stabilized the game, especially when Steph was hurt in the early series against San Antonio and others, when he would play point forward and start for you. Mm-hmm. So my point to answering your question, and I'll get there, the Warriors need Andre Iguodala to win a championship this year. They need him. They need him to be healthy. He's playing so well right now. You just hope playoff Andre is there April, May, and June. So ultimately, the best lineup in the league right now, and I think we could argue in the history of the league, is not the five-star starting lineup, it's the Hamptons five. So do they need DeMarcus Cousins? Not in certain elements and moments of the game, but you cannot expect Draymond Green to play 48 minutes at five. You just can't do that. Jordan Bell has not been there. He had a very good game against Houston, and Looney's there. You're going to need minutes from DeMarcus Cousins. They may not be crunch time minutes, but they all add up to 48. I mean, they're all there. So he's going to have to play 24 to 28 minutes for you. So yes, you need his big body. There are certain times, though, when you talked about the game being a three-point shooting game, the game is just, it's always been a pick and roll game. I mean, that's the basic premise of basketball forever, and they are attacking bigs in the pick and roll. That's all they do. They attack whoever they want to attack. For a long time here, they attacked Steph Curry. They went at Steph Curry incessantly. They don't do that anymore. When Cousins is on the floor, they go after DeMarcus Cousins. So you don't want a attackable player that the other team can prey on and run their offense through and generate offense from. So that is still DeMarcus Cousins. So, you know, there's going to be games when his impact is in other segments of the game. There may be even playoff games when he does play crunch time due to injury or foul trouble and matchups. So do they need him? he's one of your 6, 7, 8 top players, even the way he's playing right now, and he's going to get better, I think, conditioning-wise. So, I mean, what does Need mean? He's on the roster. You're going to play him. And, you know, if he got hurt and he went away, I think they could still win without him, but it would make it a lot harder, and that would put strain on Draymond Green. You don't want to put strain on, and he may wind up coming up with an injury, and then you don't have him. So can you win the championship without Draymond Green? Boy, that'd be hard. So, yeah, they need DeMarcus on the team, but he has to understand his role here. And I don't know if he can get better on the pick-and-roll defense. I was surprised they switched him as much on DePaul and the guards as they did on Saturday. And, I mean, the opponents will tell you what you have. And the Houston Rockets went right at him with a huge bullseye on his back.
Greg Papa joining us here on 95.7 The Game. What did you think about that call in the fourth quarter where Boogie got nailed for a tech for taking Jeremy Lamb's shoe and tossing it off the court?
Well, I thought of immediately, remember the 49er game this year when they were playing in Seattle and it was getting a little sideways? They didn't have a very good first half, and Seattle was running them in the third quarter. And Russell Wilson picked up Fred Warner's cleat or whatever he was wearing that day. And he threw it to the side, and Kyle Shanahan went epileptic down the sideline. Remember, I was wondering, what's he so mad about?
Right.
And remember that low? He threw Warner's, you know, shoe to the side, and the 49ers had to sub Warner out. Right. I think they got caught with too many men on the field. They were subbing late because he couldn't go pick up his shoe. Everybody applauded Russell Wilson for what a smart play it was. And I thought it was a really smart play. If you could take a shoe from an opponent and chuck it and you can't find it and they can't find their middle linebacker and they can't call their defense, that's smart. DeMarcus did it as a benefit to all the players on the floor so somebody wouldn't step onto them and get hurt. So I think this is something. I did read where somebody threw a shoe at Andre Iguodala during a preseason game a couple of years ago, which I didn't recall. Now, that's different. If somebody's going in for a breakaway layup and you throw your shoe at him or something, or, you know. So I think ultimately, in the spirit of what DeMarcus did last night, by the textbook of the rule, I think Forte got the call correct that it is a technical. But I think that's something where you'll see the league adjust and change that rule in the offseason. That's not the spirit of the game.
Maybe rescind the tech after the fact as well, just as a token of their appreciation for him making the court so safe, Pop, because he couldn't have just picked up the shoe. And
do you think they're going to rescind anything when it comes to DeMarcus Cousins?
I would hope not, because it was a reckless act, Greg. It was very dangerous.
It was a reckless act on his part?
If it wasn't for the NFL player sitting courtside, that shoe could have caused...
What if you were officiating a game and that happened, Dibs? Wouldn't you reach down and pick up a shoe so one of those young men would not be in harm's way?
If I was in the area, and if I was a player and I picked up a shoe, I probably just would have flipped it to the side over by the scorer's table so that the player could get his shoe back on.
So what did DeMarcus do that was so reckless?
He hurled it toward it. He hurled it into the crowd, Pop. And if you look at the NBA rule book like I do all the time, any act that is detrimental to the game can be issued a technical foul. And that's what the referee did.
This guy's a real
know
hit.
About,
Pop,
you
real
know
hit
about hurling,
Dibs.
I have
him,
seen
please.
You many a night hurl with the best of them.
You know about hurling. No denial here, Pop.
Join it today, noon to 3 p.m. with Bonte Hill. They'll talk to George Karl at 1, John Morosi at 1:30, and before all that, Mike Brown, Warriors assistant coach, at 12:30. It's Greg Papa with Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Thank you very much for your time, Pop. We appreciate it.
Remember that day in Napa, Low, when Dibs went to the bathroom and never came back?
Absolutely.
Remember?
He was
Where'd
scared.
Where'd Dibs go?
Yeah, he got out of there because we were getting
I used to buy, Pop. You remember that night at Pat O'Brien's on Bourbon Street, Pop? Nah, yes. We probably don't remember that one, do we?
We do remember. I remember it well.
And we're on to Cincinnati.
The dirty
Absinthe. The dirty.
Thank you, Pop.
Pop, you're the
Take
best.
Take care, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.